So we're here every Saturday at 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. And this is a consistent thing that we do in the city of Richmond. Anybody is invited. It's a free event. All are welcome. It's a judgment-free zone. And we just come to have a good time. To start off the night, though, we're going to run through a couple little topics. If anybody's looking for our website, it is umim.info. Umim.info. Tonight, we got some special guests coming up with us. Some awesome worship leaders in the city. It will be down at Worship Vibes tonight. It's 10 East Brooklyn Park Boulevard. Please come out and join us when you have the time to stop by. Once again, if you can't make it this Saturday, we'll be here next Saturday. If you can't make it here next Saturday, we'll be here the Saturday after that. Every time moving forth. Let me pull this up real quick. All right. And our topic for today is going to be mental health. And we're going to start off with the different types of mental illnesses, or categories rather. I'm going to invite in my good friend Tamniqua Sharon. She can't pick up a mic. Types of mental illnesses, we can start off with a mood disorder such as depression or bipolar disorder, anxiety disorder, personal disorders, psychotic disorders such as schizophrenia, eating disorder, trauma-related disorder, such as post-traumatic stress disorder or substance abuse disorder. Now, going along with all of our different types of mental health categories or different things that they fall under as far as what you deal with. So I know you work at Serenity Counseling Services.
Yes.
And y'all work with a lot of youth in the city, and I know my daughter is actually a client of you guys.
Right.
Is there anything that you can say that parents should be aware about, like dealing with a new disorder diagnosis, or the proactivity of getting it handled, basically?
So again, my name is Tamniqua Sharon. I am the Community Operations Assistant at Serenity Counseling Services of Virginia, which is a mental health agency that provides mental health skill building for adults 18 and over, as well as intensive and home for children 5 to the ages of 21, just depending on the condition of the child. As far as speaking on how to handle a child that may be freshly diagnosed or a child that is diagnosed in general, I would just simply say have patience with that.
Right.
Kind of do your research, be understanding with that. Don't that your child is the only one that's dealing with that. I know mental health in general, especially in the Black community, is very taboo.
Right.
And we try to say, you know, pray about it, but no, go see a therapist.
You can pray and go to the doctor too. I believe
it. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I would definitely say that.
Okay.
As far as that, yeah.
Okay. And I know, like me, I'm a foster parent, and I have 3 foster kids. And they all suffer with some sort of disorder.
Right.
And so I know a lot of people it's new. Mm-hmm. It's a whole new setting. It's a whole other world with different terms and different things you have to go through in order to get them the proper care.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say to any parent who may have a unction or what is it? They feel some type of way that want to get their child checked out. It is not anything bad, you know.
That is
something helping the child. That is something that can better their future. Now, I will say, when it comes to like medicines and all that stuff, just be careful. Ask your doctor for more information about side effects and about what it may cause in the future for the child.
Right.
But other than that, make sure they get their regular treatment. And they have in-home counselors and outpatient. Can you explain the difference of those?
Yes. So mental health skill building, like I said, that is a service that is pretty much catered to adults 18 and over. And mental health skill building is pretty much, if I could put it in a scenario, it would be, we don't catch the fish for you. We teach you how to catch the fish. So we pretty much give you the skills in order to better cope with your diagnosis, whatever that may be. You get assigned a counselor, and we come in the home and we work with you 3 days out of the week, and we pretty much, you know, kind of deal with that. Intensive in-home is for children who are, one, either about to be put out of the home, two, about to be put out of school, or dealing with some type of crisis to the point where they're about to be removed from the home or school. And that's more clinical-based.
Right.
So, of course, once again, we provide you with a counselor. We come in home. We try to figure out what exactly is leading to these outbursts or anything of that nature, because it cannot only be the child. It has to be the home environment, the school environment. We have to see what exactly are the main factors to what exactly is making the child do the things that they are doing.
Right.
And, that's pretty much it. That's the difference between the two.
Okay. What are the odds that your child may deal with post-traumatic stress disorder without you knowing?
Personally, in my personal opinion, I would say it's like a 50-50.
50-50?
Because if your child has witnessed a shooting, or if they have been in a school where there was a school shooting or anything that is traumatic, they can be going through PTSD.
Right.
And it's little signs that you don't really know. They might not be flipping things over, but you might see them going out, kind of wandering off as far as physically or emotionally, mentally.
Yeah.
One minute it might be up, next minute it might be down. I know a lot of times we try to say, oh, they're just being kids, that and the third, but no, they're really hurting.
Right,
and
right.
They're having some emotional scarring there. So as a parent, I feel like we need to educate, whether you are a niece, I mean, whether you have a niece or a nephew, your uncle or aunt, a mother, a father, a sister, a brother, I feel like we all should be educating ourselves to then better the generation for the youth.
Right, right,
with
right.
That, because like I said, mental health is very taboo.
Yeah.
So the more we educate ourselves as adults, we'll be able to then help the generation that's coming behind.
Definitely, definitely. I do want to say welcome to our visitors who just walked in. This is Worship Vibes, and we're just starting off with a small podcast before we get the show started, which y'all can take a seat and just join us. You trying to check in? If you go to www.umim.info, you can register on our website, and it should just pull up with a button to register. And that is umim.info. No, you're fine. We're just making sure everybody gets in and gets registered. For those people who are still coming, please come. The show starts at 5:30, and we're just doing a little chit-chat before we get started today. And once again, our food is hot and ready. We got the chicken bites today. We got the spicy buffalo. Woo. We got the honey barbecue, and we got the spicy barbecue. Chicken bites, you can be choosing to which sauce you wanted to be tossed in, and that comes with two sides. And our plates are going for a large today. What is that, $7? And
yeah,
then our small
so.
Plates are going for $5. You can
yeah.
get the meal plus the, I mean, not the meal, but the entree and one side. That's a small plate. But
and I will attest to that. The food is amazing. I actually got a large plate. I got honey barbecue wings
yeah,
with the roasted
yeah.
potatoes, the mac and cheese, and the pasta
yeah.
salad, plus a chocolate covered apple. And I spent all under $12. Okay. And it's really, yep. really good.
Y'all, I want to introduce y'all to Latre Moore.
Yeah.
Trayshawn, okay? Can you get your mic? Like, come on, you just talking with no mic. Oh, God.
Okay, there we go. Hey.
There we go, everybody. That's Trayshawn. He is one of our singers here at Worship Vibes. We just having a little conversation before the show gets started. This is actually our first time trying to do, like, a podcast setting before we get started with the show, and I'm going to kind of let it run through the rest of the show for the live. Our plates are hot and ready. Trayshawn, can you tell us a little bit about your work with kids in the daycare settings? There's just different attitudes and different things you deal with parents.
Yeah, so I'm Trey. I am the Youth Activities Director for American Family Fitness at Virginia Center Commons. I have been there for almost 5 years now.
Clap it up.
It is a very rewarding experience to work where I work and to do something that I love, which is to pour into children and have them also pour into you. Dealing with parents, yeah. Parents love their kids is what I always tell my staff. Like, parents love their kids. And you do something to their kid or you do something their kid don't like, they're going to address it.
Yeah.
And being a parent, I totally understand, because if my child tells me something, I'm coming to ask you what happened.
Well, I know for myself personally, my kid is a little off the chain. Okay. So
I can't say the same. My child is an angel. Anybody who knows him knows that my child
wait,
is
wait, wait, wait. Let me chime in there real quick. I just want to say thank you to you, because I don't know if you said it, but you are a therapeutic foster parent.
Yes.
So you have signed up to then deal with children that are dealing with some type of emotional,
yes,
mental type of situation. So
yes,
kudos to you. Definitely clap,
yes,
to you.
Thank you.
For wanting to be able to woo, change woo, the community and change people's lives and things of that nature. You're giving children a chance that never thought that they
here
could.
For
so
it.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Kudos to you.
Yeah. It's some people think it's easy, but it's really not, because you have to deal with the past traumas and you don't know all the time know where the trauma came from. So it's just a dealing thing through it all. And my biggest concern is problems in daycare. So a lot of daycares don't really take the time to individualize their services to children who need more specific needs, unless you have to find like a therapeutic daycare. But when
right,
you find a therapeutic daycare, you run into other situations, as like your kids picking up,
yep,
different behaviors just from going to the therapeutic daycare,
yeah,
that's supposed
that's
to be
anywhere,
helping them.
That's anywhere.
Yeah. Because they learn by example. So if the teacher's not paying attention and they can get away with it,
yep,
you know, it's all game.
All game. Well, the joys
all
of mine,
game.
I just have a 3-year-old, so we're not at that stage yet. We're not at that stage yet.
I'm at the stage of not taking a nap and accidentally kicking kids at nap time, okay? Okay. Yeah.
My child loves a nap no matter what time of the day it is. I'm here for it.
You got a good one. Definitely. But many kids in the city, I know we're about to go back to school. I know Serenity Counseling Services has an event next weekend, and that is, where is that going to be at?
Yes, so Serenity Viewpoint Services, actually, which is a nonprofit, in conjunction with Serenity Counseling Services of Virginia, will be hosting our second annual Back to School Block Party that will be held on August
10th. Nice.
From 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., we'll have 100 backpacks that will be given away to the community. And we will also have free food for the kids. We'll have games, prizes, a bounce house, a DJ, things of that nature. So please come out. That'll be held at 507 East Laburnum Avenue.
East Laburnum.
And that is City to City Auto Sales. And actually, shout out to them, because they were definitely one of our sponsors along with,
nice,
Serenity and Viewpoint. So yeah, again, that is August 10th. And it'll be 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at City to City Auto Sales. And the address to that is 507 East Laburnum Avenue.
Shout out to City Auto.
Yeah. They
come
got
on,
good cars, too.
Good cars.
Okay. Go get a car.
You're
still catching the bus?
Get
go get a car.
One.
No, I'm joking. Hey.
Get you one.
Get you one.
American Family will be there. My staff going to be out there playing,
yeah,
games with the
definitely
kids.
Definitely. Trey will be out there. He'll be one of the vendors. We're going to have a Mary Kay consultant that's going to be out there. I believe we're going to have different food vendors out there. We're going to have Aflac out there to sign you up for some insurance. I know me personally, I have the accident policy because I have 3 children and they fall a lot.
Well,
so
when
your
covered
child falls or breaks something, Aflac will send you that,
yeah,
check.
Children are definitely not fall proof.
They will. They will.
Cool. So, moving along, I know who else can I do a good plug for? Good plug for.
Oh, please shout out the Tajay.
Okay, Tajay. Yeah, Tajay is in the building. Tajay, can you get a mic? Come on, Tajay. Can you
Todd.
Okay, founder of Generation of Changer. Shout out to bro wearing a shirt. No,
nice, nice. Can you tell us a little bit more about what you're
creation
doing?
Hi, it's okay.
Come on, sis.
So I started a business a few months ago. It actually started through social media. I have a lot of following throughout 757 area in Richmond area.
Nice.
So I just wanted to do something to inspire the young people. But I also noticed that it touched a lot of older people as well.
Yeah.
So, I've been a vendor for a lot of conferences, youth retreats, women's conferences. So I kind of merged my two passions together.
Yeah.
And it's another way of me doing ministry.
Yeah.
So my apparel line is called Generation Changer.
Nice.
So
nice.
Making moves.
So where can we find your apparel?
Right now, everything is on my social media. You can find me at Tajay Jackson. Facebook and Instagram.
Nice.
Spell it out for the people.
Spell it out for them.
That's Tajae, T-A-J-A-E, last name Jackson.
Okay, okay. Last name Jackson. We love her. All right. Who else is in the house? I want to shout out to Love Cathedral Community Church, Pastor Dante McCutcheon.
Okay.
I want to shout out to them. They're doing a lot of great things.
Yeah.
They got a lot of great things going on in the city.
They do.
So you should check them out on Sundays at 12 o'clock. That is, I think it's on Chalfont Drive, I believe. I'm not sure the exact.
C-H-A-L-F-O-N-T.
Chalfont. Yeah. Chalfont.
Well, since you know we shout now, I have to shout out my own church, my own leader, founder of Deliverance Outreach Ministry.
Woo, woo, woo. Pastor, come on, Fountain.
The bishop come on, is Fountain. Lawrence Levi Taylor, co-pastor Stephanie Taylor.
Nice.
We actually have up, church man? Anniversary coming up August 14th through the 17th. Please come out and come to that. That's going to be a high time in the Lord.
Okay.
So if you can't come out, it's 3800 East Broad Rock, Richmond, Virginia.
Yes, Richmond, Virginia. Found Deliverance, y'all do a lot of outreach with the community in Southside Richmond.
Yes, we actually just had one of our outreach initiatives maybe about 3 weeks ago. We gave out free food, watermelon slices, and clothes to the community. We're in the middle, dead smack of kind of like that Southside Hall Street type of area.
Right, so, right off of Broad Rock, right?
Yeah. So a lot of people are in need, so we definitely did that. We got some other things coming. We actually have a back-to-school event as well. Let me go ahead and plug us in.
Yeah, pull up that flyer so we can plug it.
We definitely have a back-to-school initiative coming up, too. Give me 1 second as I try to look up that information. Definitely. We're having a back-to-school. Our back-to-school drive has officially started, so please remember to purchase and bring all school supplies and place them in the bins, which will be located in our hallways or our vestibules between the chapel and the sanctuary. If you have not known, it's tax-free weekend, so if y'all want to go get some school supplies or anything of that nature, it'll be it was yesterday and today, right? And I guess tomorrow. But, yeah. Little plug. Y'all help church.
While we doing shout outs, I want to do a shout out to Jaquan Whitley. He just walked in the building, one of our featured artists for tonight. Yeah, y'all be hearing a lot more from him a little bit later. I'm sure he has some special in store for us. Another thing, I do want to let you guys know that we'll be starting another night on Wednesdays. Another night on Wednesdays called Free Spirits, and that will be from 6 to 10 p.m. right here at 10 East Brooklyn Park Boulevard. We will have food, drinks, and atmosphere, so you can come and express yourself. Some Wednesday nights we'll be doing line dances. And some Wednesday nights, we'll have like a paint and sip situation going on. And other nights, they'll just be a lounge so you can come and relax and, you know, have a good time. So as we move a little bit closer to the time to start the show.
Actually, we're just going to flip the script real quick. I know you're the host real quick, but I'm just going to go ahead and flip the script on you and ask you. So please tell us a little bit more about Urban Ministry in Motion, which if you have not known, it is you or I, and it is the wonderful organization that is now hosting Worship Vibes as well as Free Spirits.
Yes.
So let's talk a little bit more about that.
Yes. So Urban Ministry in Motion has been in movement since about 2016.
I have been a part ever since.
Yes. It originally started as Out the Box International Ministries, and our tagline slogan was Urban Ministry in Motion.
Okay.
So in 2019, we decided to revamp everything because we have been doing stuff in the community, helping hands, like helping people with their houses and helping move furniture and just being a help in the community for homeless and single moms and single dads.
Okay.
So 2019 came and we revamped, and I decided to take off Out the Box International Ministries. Mm-hmm. Just for now, until I move into that stage of actually being a pastor. Hallelujah.
Okay,
I'm not there yet.
Okay, pastor.
Urban Ministry in Motion, I just wanted to take the international ministries out of it and just be more into the community, urban, far as city, like right here in my city, Richmond, Virginia.
Yeah.
And the fact that we are moving, sorry, my mic is all messed up. The fact that we are moving around and just being able to move from place to place. So with Worship Vibes and Free Spirits, those are two events that we have that are not locked to a central location.
Okay.
But right now we are at one location, and if the Lord leads, this will be our permanent location. And if He doesn't, we'll still pick up everything we have and still have the event
Come
every
on,
Saturday.
Lord
Hallelujah.
Leads. Shout out to Events for Life Youth Foundation Incorporated, who is the sponsor, well, not really the sponsor, but who is the nonprofit that is the founder, I guess, of this location
of this
that
location.
We are at.
Yes. Shout out to Crystal Leonard is her name.
She is the founder
of Events for Life Youth Foundation, and she has helped us a whole lot being able to move forward and far and find such a unique space right here on Brooklyn Park Boulevard. So I'm just excited of what is in store for us, because we signed up to do this every weekend. So now we are officially having two events running every week. So
congratulations.
Yes. Woot. Lots of work being done.
Yes. And if you have any youth that you may know of, that are in agriculture or in event planning, catering, things of that nature, please send them her way. She definitely is trying to groom the youth into knowing how to properly plan an event and things of that nature. So if you have any, please get in touch with her.